From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, tapping into the powers of the universe with June DeYoung. Get ready for that. Happy New Year, by the way. Rosh Hashanah to those of you of the Jewish faith. Well, as many as 16 people have died from possible listeria illnesses traced to Colorado cantaloupes, a death toll that would make the food outbreak the deadliest in more than a decade. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last week that 55 illnesses and 8 deaths were linked then to the outbreak. Since then, state and local health departments in Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, Wyoming have reported 6 additional deaths that may be linked to the tainted fruit as well. This is a bad situation, and in addition to this, Tyson, the biggest meat processor in the United States, is recalling 131,000 pounds of ground beef sold in 14 states after an outbreak of E. coli in Ohio. The ground beef, enough to make more than 500,000 hamburgers, sold with a best before date of September 12th, but the Department of Agriculture fears that many have frozen these. Consumers have put them in their refrigerator. Jeff Nelkin, our food safety expert, with us. Jeff, first of all, the cantaloupe situation. How does listeria get in cantaloupes? Is it on the skin or is it inside?
Well, this is a new one for listeria because this is one of the first times we found it on cantaloupe. So this is a new experience for all the investigators out there. And, you know, what the FDA and their team has to take a look at, they have to look at, for example, the field because they've isolated, you know, the farm where this has come from. Now they have to look at animal intrusion into the fields, their growing methods, their harvesting methods, their packing methods, and their rinsing practices. So they've got a lot of work in front of them.
Exactly what is listeria?
Well, it's a bacteria that commonly has been found in the past in unpasteurized dairy products, salami, processed meats. So it's a new jump for listeria to make it on, and the first time that we know, onto cantaloupe. And think about this, the melon family, basically, they all lay on the ground. So pretty much anything that's on, you know, if there's fertilizer there or contaminated water, hands of workers, any possibilities still unknown. But that's how it can happen. The symptoms are usually fever, muscle aches, and, you know, gastrointestinal symptoms. So if people have any of that and they've eaten cantaloupe, they certainly should contact their, you know, physicians.
See, one of the problems, Jeff, you know, as you have warned us, when we cook things, generally we kill off this bacteria. In this particular case, who cooks cantaloupe? Nobody.
Exactly. And what's unique about listeria is that it likes to grow in the refrigerator under 40 degrees, and it's been found living in the refrigerator for up to a year.
Unbelievable. All right, Jeff, we'll keep watching this story. 21 people, by the way, died of an outbreak of listeria poisoning in 1998, traced to contaminated hot dogs and possibly deli meat. And then another large listeria outbreak in 1985 killed 52 people linked to Mexican-style soft cheese. Can you imagine this? You go to the store, you buy something, you come home, you eat it, and then in a matter of days or a week, you're dead because of that. Unbelievable. A 26-year-old Massachusetts man has been arrested and accused of plotting to blow up the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol using large remote-controlled aircraft laden with explosives, as well as attempting to assist al-Qaeda in attacking U.S. troops overseas. Rezron Fernandez of Ashland, Massachusetts, arrested in Framingham after undercover FBI agents delivered the weapons that he sought for the alleged plan. The stash included what he thought was 25 pounds of C4 explosives. Green Bay Packer fans should arrive early and expect some delays for Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos as the team implements heightened security measures for the games at Lambeau this season. The National Football League is pushing for enhanced security, starting with Sunday's game at Lambeau. All fans will be subjected to handheld metal detecting wand tests before being admitted. And al-Qaeda, they're upset with the Iranian president Ahmadinejad. They've told him, stop talking about 9/11 conspiracies. Stop blaming the U.S. government. We're taking credit for this. It's a weird story, and it's been posted on their English language magazine. It's called Inspire. Doug Hagman. He watches all these websites with us. Doug, first of all, let's talk about this plot to blow up the Pentagon using a model plane. How much damage could that have done? Well, we don't know where Doug Hagman is. Doug, are you with us? Nope, there is no Doug Hagman. Okay, sorry, we didn't have Doug Hagman. Sunspot, AR-1302, has quieted down since unleashing dual X-flares on September 22nd and the 24th. Nevertheless, NOAA forecasters estimate a 25% chance of more X-flares during the next 24 hours. Any such eruptions would be Earth-directed as the sunspot crosses the center of the solar disk. Here's James McCanny, professor on that. James, this could be a big one.
George, could be. We just wait and see. It's like what we call a loose cannon. Sometimes the sunspots will shoot a solar flare or a CME out sideways. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be directed or the sunspot directly in line with us, so to speak, like this one is. But that certainly gives it a higher probability, let's put it that way. The other thing is the auroras, some of the indicators of solar flaring, are still being seen intense, but only at high latitudes, like Scandinavia, where they see them all the time. So we're still waiting to see what this sun is going to do. It's building up. It's coming into its next solar cycle, building up towards the next solar peak. So this is just a wait and see. It's kind of like a patient on a table, so to speak, and we're the patient. So we'll see where this goes.
All right, James. Customers who bought shoes that Reebok ad said would tone legs and your rear end could be getting a refund. The Federal Trade Commission said Wednesday that the athletic shoe giant would dole out $25 million to consumers as part of an agreement to settle charges that it deceived consumers in ads for Easy Tone and Run Tone shoes, which claimed that people would get more shapely thighs and glutes by wearing the shoes. Amazon unveiling its color tablet computer called the Kindle Fire, as we reported a few days ago. The price even lower, $199. The device will run a modified version of Google's Android operating system. Apple's iPhone, by the way, iPhone 5, comes out next week in terms of its announcement. You know, we've been talking on this program for some time now about cancer. We've been talking about the possibility of sodium bicarbonate being used to cure cancer. Up next, our exclusive interview with a doctor who was the very first to do this, as we go live to Italy next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie. We have an exclusive for you this hour. Tullio Simoncini is an Italian doctor specializing in oncology, diabetes, and in metabolic disorders. He has a strong opposition to any type of intellectual conformity. Realizing how wrong the actual theories of cancer are, he tries his best to persuade scientists that his therapy, based on the strongest antifungal substance, sodium bicarbonate, is harmless and very effective and should be adopted all over the world. And here he is on Coast to Coast. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, good evening for you.
We have heard so much about you. I'm glad we've got you for this hour. And we'll talk about all of this. And, of course, you've come under fire by a number of groups who probably aren't very happy that you're using this type of technique to fight and battle cancer. But tell me, doctor, how did you first come across this, believing that cancer is a fungus and then finding out that sodium bicarbonate could help fight this?
I was young, really. I was young. Maybe I was 27, 28. And I was looking for a treatment for the psoriasis, the skin illness. Yes, that usually the conventional medicine thinks is incurable, and its cause is unknown. But I figured out that it was a fungus, and I could eliminate this kind of illness with the iodine tincture appliance. Then, in a moment of desperation, because I was in a oncologic ward, a pediatric oncologic ward, I suppose that another unknown illness, the tumor, was caused, could be caused by a fungus. So at that moment, I focused the problem, but I couldn't cure the cancer with the iodine tincture internally in the organism. And I remember that in the oncologic ward, when the baby had the thrush of the tongue,
right,
we were used to apply sodium bicarbonate. From that moment, I found the biggest anti-tumor drug that in my opinion exists in the world. So from psoriasis, unknown illness, tumor, unknown illness, a fungus as well. From that, the syllogism that allowed me to focus to discover the real cause of cancer.
And Dr. Simoncini, when you were an oncologist, so you know you dealt with chemotherapy, radiation. Was this difficult for you to switch from that, from traditional medicine, traditional cures, to baking soda?
No. Because at the first lesson of my histology lesson, I was 19. The professor said, tumor is a mystery, still a mystery. From that moment, I started to criticize, because I thought I am not in a charge. This is not metaphysics. What is a mystery in medicine? So I started to criticize the all the theories, all the works, all the papers, and as long as I studied during my the university, I found always theories with no sense. And then when I was in the oncologic ward and people, children died continuously, I was debating with my professor. Listen, but everybody dies. What are we doing? Almost everybody dies. What are we doing? The professor told me, no, the research is we are getting the real solution in a few years. Something that has no sense for me. So I started very soon to criticize the conventional theories, conventional treatments.
Well, and by criticizing them, Tulio, they decided to go after you, did they not? I mean, did they yank your license and they made life miserable for you, didn't they?
Yes, because by the time I had to work, I was also in a diabetic center. I worked normally, but I continued to understand that everything was wrong in oncology. And in a moment when I explained, when I show my papers, my theories, my results to the institutions, Ministry of Health, Medical Association, at that moment they banned me.
Here's what the American Cancer Society in the United States says about this doctor. Let me read it for you. It says, this treatment, your treatment, is based on the theory that cancer is caused by a form of yeast infection fungus and that sodium bicarbonate can kill the yeast, the fungus. This claim, is what they say, is not supported by science or clinical evidence and is contrary to a widely accepted basic facts of oncology and microbiology. So they're not going to accept this no matter what your results are. How do you change that?
This is a problem because this is the system. What they say is not true. There are hundreds of papers that that shows that sodium bicarbonate is effective. Hundreds, even last year, even in the last year, in also in Italy, the High Institute for Research, Health Research in Italy demonstrated that sodium bicarbonate is effective. The problem is not, the point is not that if the sodium bicarbonate is effective or not. This is already demonstrated. If you go to PubMed, you can find many, many works. The problem is that the conventional theories say that sodium bicarbonate is effective because of the is an antiacidic substance. I say that sodium bicarbonate is effective because it's an antifungal drug.
I got to tell you, if God forbid, if I got cancer, I would come to you first and say, Dr. Simoncini, give me this kind of treatment before I get chemotherapy and radiation. Let's try it out. How long, if it works, how long does it take before you begin to see results?
It depends on the localization. For instance, for a bladder cancer, in a couple of months, 3 months, you can get rid completely, 90-95% of the tumor. For instance, I give you an example.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, a man from Athens, Greece, called me and asked me, Doctor, if I get the cancer another time in my bladder, may I use sodium bicarbonate solution once more, another time? I told him, listen, I don't know you. He responded to me, no, doctor. I had the cancer in the bladder. I read your instructions in your website, and I got rid of it, my tumor. I am cancer-free.
He got rid of it on his own by just reading the things you posted?
Yes, he cured himself.
Amazing.
By himself. If you go to my website and you see a woman that is from Australia, there is the interview. My website is cancerfungus.com. If you see this interview, she called me and she told me, she wrote to me and she told me, Doctor, I cannot afford a trip to Italy from Australia. Can you give me an advice for my bladder cancer? I sent her the prescription and she made the treatment by herself. After that, she was completely cancer-free, healed, and she made the interview.
Amazing. Now, do people drink this, Tulio, or, you know, in some cases you inject the tumor directly, but have they been known? I've heard that some people mix organic maple syrup, 3 parts to 1 part sodium bicarbonate, and that they can use it like that. Do you recommend that?
No, this is a big deceit. This is a misunderstanding, because if you mix maple syrup with sodium bicarbonate, you neutralize the action of the sodium bicarbonate that has to be strong, pure. This story of maple syrup, when American people or Canadian or Australian, they told me about this maple syrup, I told everybody, this is a big deceit. I don't know who invented this story of the maple syrup. There are many, many stupid stories all over the world. Maple syrup is one story. That is a false story. Another false story is the fact that the sugar feeds cancer. This is another stupid story. So, because there is no scientific aptitude, when you say something, you have to demonstrate it, and you have to gather results. You cannot say sugar is bad, maple syrup is good, and so on. It is like a parrot's repetition.
Well, hold on for a second, Doctor. In this country, we have to break for a commercial break, so we're going to come back in just a few minutes. Don't hang up. Just stay on the phone line. We're with Dr. Tulio Simoncini. He is live in Italy. We're going to take your phone calls with him and continue talking about his work. where he uses sodium bicarbonate to fight cancer. The American Cancer Society here says, no, no, no. He says it works. We'll be back. Hey, by the way, Doug Kagman disappeared because he had a huge power failure at his home just as I went to him. So that's where he went. By the way, next hour, June DeYoung joins us. We're going to be talking about the tapping into the powers of the universe with some incredible things that she has done in her career. So stand by for that. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll take your phone calls and continue talking with our exclusive interview with Dr. Tullio Simoncini, live from Italy, with what he uses to fight cancer. By the way, lots of you are fast-blasting me. The website for Dr. Tullio Simoncini, cancerfungus.com, www.cancerfungus.com. It's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We're going to take your calls with him in just a moment. Doctor, how do you treat people with the sodium bicarbonate? As you said, some people have gone to your website. They're doing it themselves. Are they drinking it? What are they doing? How do they use this?
Orally, baking soda, the sodium bicarbonate is effective only for the first tract of the digestive, for the first tract of the digestion. Mouth, stomach, a little bit liver. For the bladder cancer, people can do by themselves, but it is better a survey of a doctor. But in all the other cases, it is important to reach properly the site, the place where the tumor is.
I see, okay.
With the catheters, port cuts, or if the tumors are big, it is better to operate the tumor with my method, that is, by using sodium bicarbonate during and after the operation. That sodium bicarbonate with this method can sterilize the roots that are in the tumor. Surgeons almost always fail because they cannot remove the roots, and the sodium bicarbonate can help the surgeon doing a sterilization. I need good professionals. I have a team in Europe, in South America, and they are good specialists.
I was going to say, are there any doctors, for example, in the United States or in Canada who would do this?
There are, but they do it in secret. Also in Mexico, in Canada, a doctor in Canada was banned because also in Mexico were banned. In USA, there are. They do the treatment. If you go also in the web page for instance, the Mayo Clinic, you see the sodium bicarbonate treatment, but they are not able to do it properly because I didn't train them.
I understand. Okay.
So it is not possible to go to assist a seminar and after one day, 2 days, I can treat cancer. In fact, many doctors fail because they don't know how to do it properly. But there are many in USA and in America. In all the continent.
And doctor, you know, I come from the old school where the proof is in the pudding. And if you do this and it works, if people are getting cured, to me, that's as good as any research program or research project or study. So why would like the American Cancer Society fight something that you say works?
But you know, the story. Every big discovery was fought. This is the system because the medical association, the association all over the world are old institutions. They don't let people expand their thoughts, the new discovery, because it is a medieval status. There are the interest, there are arrogance, there is arrogance, there is jealousy, there is I don't know what. Also in Italy, also in all countries, all over the world. If you go, for instance, to Cuba, it's worse because I had to make an experimentation in Cuba, but when I asked the ministry to allow me to do it, he didn't respond to me because everywhere there is the corruption.
All right, we're going to take phone calls now with listeners from all around the world here, Tulio. So listen very closely, and I'll have them talk slowly for you, and then you can answer their questions, okay?
Okay.
Let's go, first of all, to Wes. He's driving a truck in Idaho, which is one of our states, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Wes.
Yes, sir. Now, so how are these people that are treating themselves, how are they doing that? And also, can this sodium bicarbonate be used as a preventative cure? Thank you.
Okay. Did you understand that, Tulio? Can it be
no,
a prevent?
The second question I didn't understand.
Okay. Huh? Can it be a preventative cure? Can you take this before you get cancer?
Okay. That for simple and small tumor, people can cure themselves. I told you before, mouth, stomach, or bladder, but always with the help.
What about kidneys and liver? Kidneys and liver.
Liver can be cured at first, but it is better to place a port cut with a catheter that reaches for the hepatic artery for the direct administration of sodium bicarbonate, because sodium bicarbonate is really effective if you can put it in contact directly with the tumor. In one day, you can see the shrinkage. And for prevention, it is possible to take it. But for the prevention, it is important the lifestyle, rhythm of life, diets, also other things. Yes, of course, it can be taken for prevention, but with a special time drinking or making enemas or applying. Sodium bicarbonate, I don't know, onto the nipples. It is you have to follow special direction.
How important, Dr. Simoncini, is the alkaline level in your body, trying to rid yourself of being too acidic? How important is that?
This is not important. This is another false story. The problem of the sodium bicarbonate is not the alkalinity. Is the antifungal power. Antifungal. I would be more acidic, not alkaline, because in the acidity there is more life. This is another fraud, a theoretical fraud. You don't have to alkaline anything. You have just to use sodium bicarbonate when you want to kill the fungus. No, you cannot prevent any organ from taking cancer with the alkalinity. I have... the problem of the tumor. The tumor grew up during 40 years because the medicaments grew up, and medicaments make the organism weaken. This is one of the most important concomitant cause. The alkalinity is just. I don't know. It's a trick. It's a false story.
Huh. Okay. That's good to know that part. Terry?
Also the alternative carer trick people with the, for instance, maple syrup, alkalinity, and the ionization, and all the stupid things. They don't prevent any kind of cancer.
Interesting. All right. Terry is in Sacramento, California. Go ahead, Terry.
Hello, Dr. Simoncini. Greetings.
Hello.
Hello. I'm reading your website about your breast cancer treatment and protocols.
Yeah.
And I'm curious. So 5% sodium bicarbonate, 70 to 100 milliliters every day. Now, is the sodium bicarbonate mixed with water, distilled water? Is it 5% sodium bicarbonate and then 95% water? What kind of water?
Pure water.
Pure. Distilled?
There is a product in Italy that is already, it's ready. You can buy it the pharmacy.
Okay.
It's 25 grams in half a liter, usually is the 5%.
Okay. My next question, what gauge needle would you use for the to inject into a breast cancer tumor?
A normal needle. Normal for the usual injection, but sometimes it is more effective to just to remove the nodule with a small surgery and use sodium bicarbonate during and after the operation. That is really, really more effective because sometimes you cannot reach properly the nodule.
Okay. My last question. Now, should it be injected directly into the tumor, breaking its membrane, or applying it or injecting it in the outer lying areas, which you have stated here at the 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock positions? Are you talking about injecting directly into the tumor itself or the outer lying areas?
Oh, it is. There is a difference. If
there
the
is.
Tumor is less than 1 centimeter, it is better to inject around the tumor. But if it is 2, 3, 4 centimeters until 3 centimeter, 4 centimeter, or it is better to go directly into the tumor. And usually, when you aspirate with a syringe, you can see a little blood because that is the sign of the tumor.
How does someone at home, doctor, how do they even know where the tumor is exactly?
But usually you can feel it with your fingers. That's why I told you. I told this woman to put the best procedure to inject a tumor is when it is from 2 centimeters to four centimeters. Less than 2 centimeters is difficult. You feel with the finger, and also you see the ultrasound and the mammogram.
All right, next up, we go to Bill Chandler, Arizona. Go ahead, Bill, you're up with us.
Yes, so thank you so much, George. And this is, I am touching with the gods here. Dr. Tullio Simoncini, you are a god. Thank you for showing us what you know. What is wrong with this place? I mean, baking soda, vitamin D, I mean, and the healthcare is going on. I don't know. They think we're not going to, you know.
Slow down, Billy.
Anyway, I just switched my mom to the desiccated thyroid, and I believe that she needs to detox her body to make that more effective. And the doctors don't really, you know, I've been giving her chlorella every day, but I've read about baking soda, maybe cleansing the body so that her thyroid can accept the desiccated thyroid better. Do you know anything about that, doctor?
Sorry, but I didn't understand your question very well.
Hypothyroidism?
Hypothyroidism, no. You cannot cure hypothyroidism with the sodium bicarbonate because the cause of this illness is not a fungus. So it is not effective, in my opinion.
How exactly does the sodium bicarbonate work on the cancer cells or the fungus?
Oh, this is a good question because nobody knows exactly. Nobody exactly knows, but usually scientists say that sodium bicarbonate breaks the links between the fungal cells, and when a fungus cell is alone in the bloodstream, it is suddenly eaten by the immune system. So it is breaking. The action is to break the links, so the mass is disaggregated. The cells are separated.
Doctor, and so you've lost your license. What are they trying to do to you up in Italy? I mean, are they still coming after you?
Yes, there is a website also in Facebook. There is a There are people that subscribed a petition to the medical association to re-enroll me, and there are many, many supporters. But you know, it is difficult because the system, I repeat, is very old. It seems to be advanced status, but basically is an old system because it is based only in old rules.
Well, you're also fighting the pharmaceutical companies. You know that.
No, I don't want to fight against anybody. The pharmaceutical company will be my best my alliance in the future, because if they let me work, I can help them to produce anti-tumor medicaments. And in the future, that's my idea, with the two tablets or two shots for 10 days, everybody will be cured from cancer. Because this is just an infection. The only problem is that is a different infection from the bacterial infection. I mean, in USA, scientists made 30 years of trials to study the fungus, but they gave up because their conceptual means were wrong. They studied fungi as they study bacteria, but a fungus is like an animal. It's a connecting point between bacteria and animals. So you cannot fight against them in the way you fight against the bacteria. That's why they failed. But there is a way to eliminate them. If they work properly and if they call me and let me work, they can discover unbelievable anti-cancer drugs.
All right, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee. Taylor's with us. Go ahead, Taylor.
Hi, George. Thanks. It was a
sure.
Great topic, great show. I was going to ask the doctor. I've had a grandfather who passed away with bladder cancer, and I was wondering, my first question was, what, in regards to his treatment, if any, are there for preventative cures, if there's anything in his treatment that has grounds for preventative cures? And the second is, what about for repeat cancer patients, people that have beaten cancer or have thought that they have beaten cancer, that can use this treatment after the fact?
Okay, let's try to get him to answer it in the time we have.
Tom, the line was disturbed. I couldn't hear.
Okay, he basically wants to know, first of all, about repeat cancer patients who have beaten cancer, but
what?
People who had cancer but have beaten it, they've gotten rid of it. What can you do for them to prevent anything else from occurring?
So the people, the same thing that I told you before: lifestyle, rhythm of life, diet, and they can get a new infection that is independent respect the previous infection, previous cancer. So it is the general rule to avoid medicaments, diet, lifestyle, rhythm of life, take care of the environment, general rules.
All right, Doctor, your website, cancerfungus.com. I want to thank you for spending the hour with us. And I know you've been fighting one heck of a battle here. Former oncologist, they've yanked his license. They've come after him, all because he's attempting to treat cancer with this sodium bicarbonate theory. Thank you, Dr. Tullio Simoncini. I will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.